What's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 47 of the Williams Project podcast. Today, we are with the top Williams Corporation property consultant, Matthew Withington, to talk about how to sell a house. So everyone, this is very exciting. Matt is a beautiful human being. I'm going to ask him some questions and get him to tell you about himself. But he is our top property consultant, which means he sells the most houses around here. He had a month where he sold 15 houses in 1 month, and he wears a really gangster Rolex that he got for being the number one salesperson. We're very lucky to have him. How's it going, champ?
Yeah, real good. Thank you. Yeah.
So do you, because what I want today's episode to be about is why people buy houses and how you sell them, and maybe what makes a great salesperson versus what makes someone that doesn't quite get there, or maybe key things you do to win. But I think before we talk about that, let's just talk about who you are. So what was your background?
So I guess started out, well, finished school and went to uni and did a P degree, teaching degree. So first sort of stage was in school. So I spent 6 or so years in a
math
school.
Teacher.
PE, science and maths. Maths was kind of, well, that was sort of the segue to really getting to know you guys. So it was originally PE and science, and then maths was more just I enjoyed doing it. It was kind of a cashy job for me teaching kids. And that's how I sort of started with that. And then a bit of a change. So jumped from that and thought I'd learn how to build some stuff because it was, building's fun. Well, it should be fun. So
you went from being a teacher to being a builder.
Yeah, I thought I didn't want to be a hack. So I thought, take a break, do it properly, and roll through trade qualified. So
good on you.
Did that. And then I was coming to the end of that. And that was, I guess, where I sort of first met Bill. And I guess
Bill's
the Horncastle.
Father, for everyone that doesn't know.
The Horncastle family. So started out, was teaching some maths and got to know Bill and then jumped into the Horncastle home stable. And I guess, yeah, from that, QS, project management, and then through to the sales team there.
So that's a really interesting career. You go from teaching to building a house to project managing to QSing, which is quantity surveying of jobs, through to sales. Do you think that broad range of skills is what makes you better, or do you think you are always good at it?
The selling of houses.
Yeah. Is there crossover, or?
Yeah, I don't know if it's just wanting to help people with things. So I guess that's the whole teaching part that I enjoy. It's helping people understand what it is, and I suppose that does, yeah, it helps me with sales. It does. It's not about selling houses, it's about helping people with houses, and I guess that's what I enjoy doing.
Yeah. So for those that aren't looking at Matt right now, like, very well presented bloke. Good looking guy. You're probably like 45 or something.
39. Thanks, though.
He's 39.
Thanks for the positive words.
You're gonna get rid of those gray hairs, brother.
No, I'm proud of those, mate. You can't fight it.
Yeah. Okay, so let's walk through the process of selling a house, right?
Yep.
Someone sees one of our signs, messages the company, through some form of witchery, they end up on your list.
Yeah.
What happens? Walk me through that process.
Yep. So often sort of through the process, they get some information about what we do, but it's really, I guess, the sooner we can have a chat to someone and understand what they're looking for, the better, because it's so much stuff that we can drown people with as far as information. It's more just a case of making sure that it's relevant and it helps them. I don't like wasting people's time. So the better we can understand what they're after, the better I can help.
Trying to say that it's very hard for someone to buy a house through emailing and texting, and you're better to get in front of them?
Yeah, it's funny that, eh? Yeah. And it's funny, I guess, for us, it's also the difference, and I guess the strength in what we do is that we do build the best property, I think, in the market. And it's funny, you get customers that have gone through a bunch of different developments, they've seen what other people are doing, and it's, I think a lot of people are genuinely surprised with how well we do it.
I must admit, an educated customer is the best customer.
100%.
A customer who's who you're their first point of contact, no matter how well you present a product to them, no matter how much you solve their product, there's always a little piece in their stomach that goes, this is the first company I've called. Like, what if I go down the road and there's a better company? So that person that's actually done their research, someone that's seen other product, they're going to make a decision a lot faster.
True. I encourage people to look around too, because I guess people need to know that that they have done their research and they know what they're looking at.
The human brain needs to say no a couple of times to say yes.
You've got to have a benchmark or a comparison, I think, in everything, and especially when you're putting some money into property. It's a big pile of money. It's important you know what you're doing and you're comfortable with the decision. So 100%, the more information we can give a customer, the better.
So I'm John Smith. I've been looking around the market. I inquire to you. You sit down. You present me a couple of different developments. I say, hey, I'm 75% happy with this house. What's the process from there?
Yeah, so 75% there, I guess. There's some other steps in the background there, making sure that they have all the information. So do they have bank or mortgage broker assistance? If it's an investment property, have they spoken to an accountant or do they know someone there with that level
of
expertise?
How important is that to check? How many customers think they can buy a house and can't?
Quite a few.
Yeah.
I mean, it's important that they've, and I guess that's my job too, is making sure that they have thought of those things, because we want it to be successful. We want people to enjoy the process. And I guess that's my job, is to make sure that they have those people at their disposal so they can make a really good decision.
And I guess no one wants to be embarrassed. Like that, for me, as a person who's probably quite, I don't know, outspoken and probably a bit cocky, it would really frustrate me if I said I wanted to buy something and I couldn't get finance. So I think giving people that direction to begin with really protects them.
Yeah, I mean, it really is. We're there to help. And we get people in every single stage of that process, from, you know, a dozen properties later just putting another one in, or people who are looking to buy their first house and actually not really sure what's available, how much they cost, what options there are. So there is a bit of it is making sure people know where they're up to and understand the process.
So walk me through an average person. So I've picked a house, I like, what happens now?
So assuming that there's the broker support and accountants and all the rest in the background, or we've done that?
Yep, assuming.
Yeah, cool. Okay, so they've probably next step would be taking a house off the market, making sure, you know, getting a place that they really like, and sort of talking through the process of a sale and purchase agreement. We've got really good ones that have open due diligence. So it's putting an agreement together, just gives you a document you can take to your bank, you can talk to your accountant, you can actually, I guess, take a couple of good weeks to make sure that it's exactly what you want. I mean, we're not in the business of selling houses to people that don't want them. So it all has to stack up, and we give people a good 2 weeks at least to make sure that that works.
It's very generous, isn't it?
It's got to work.
Yeah, that's game, really good.
It's, they've got to,
you know, you're like dropping stuff and breaking stuff in the background.
No, but it's so I guess once that process goes through and they've done their checks and balances, then that's where people would say, I'm excited, I can't wait to get going. They'd confirm an agreement and the deposit would sit in a lawyer's trust account. So
yeah, and that's normally say 8 months, 9 months till we build
exactly
it.
Right, yeah.
So let's talk about someone though. Someone who's been looking for 2 years, property prices have probably increased like $100,000 since they started looking, because the property and prices in New Zealand are lifting by about, say, 12% a year or something ridiculous. We've had quite a lot of inflation recently. Someone who should buy, who can buy, but they can't make a decision. How do you help that person?
Again, it's information. Like, I guess you're right, property values do change over time, and there are people that hesitate perhaps longer than they should. It's still a decision that they have to make in the long run, and I guess we can do everything we can. We can put the information in front of people, and I think if it's, you know, convincing argument, well substantiated, people, they see that it's not a trick, there's genuinely opportunity in it, and then it's their decision that they take. Yeah.
See, what I find really interesting about you, Matthew, is, and actually I should call you Matt because I'm Matthew, just to keep it easy for the listeners.
You're not people do that all the time.
Nothing about you is what people would picture a salesperson to be. You know what I mean? You don't have, you're actually more like an educator. You come across how you talk, your demeanor, you could be a lecturer at some university, which is interesting that you're our top performing person when you don't really sell. You guys can't see it, but I'm doing the wee ear quotation marks. Am I saying something that you think is correct, or am I?
Yeah, well, I guess it's not. I mean, we do build property to sell. I mean, there is that part of it, but it's customers have a need. There's something that they want to invest in property. They want some financial security, or they want a house to live in. there's a problem there, and it's what we can do to help them. And I guess that's the nature of the job. We're not pushing something. It's something that people want. It's just showing it to them in a way that they understand and I guess see the benefit of.
You're such a good bloke. We're lucky to have you. Do you have any? I can't even remember what this podcast is about. How to sell. I think we've helped you guys how to sell. How to sell houses.
I think so.
Yeah. Do you have any closing statements you want to say for the young buck real estate agent that's listening to this, wanting to work out how to do more business?
I wanted to learn how to do more business. Genuinely care about your customers, I'd say, would be a really good one.
It's that simple, eh?
I love it, eh? Yeah. And have a really good product first.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It's important that I guess I can stand 100% behind it because I genuinely believe in it. It's really easy talking about something that you are very, very comfortable with. You know how they're put together. Yeah. It's good property. It's a pleasure selling it.
So good. Thank you very much, Matt. We appreciate it. Now, as you guys know, we don't have any ads. We don't push anything down your neck. If you genuinely enjoyed listening to this and you took value from it, please share this with one like-minded friend. We really appreciate you guys listening. Have a great weekend.